Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Friday's here, and as a result, we've navigated some pretty substantial risk hurdles over the course of the last couple of days in particular, in the shape of our own employment figures and indeed the US Federal Reserve's policy setting meeting. So having done all of that, the markets are really struggling to find some direction at the minute. We saw that last night where US stocks were concerned. What stood out is a theme that we've seen from time to time in recent months where investors opt for a little bit of caution. They rotate their money out of the big cap marquee tech names, and they look for the industrial names to, as a result, consolidate on some of the improvements that they've been able to garner out of the tech space. So to that end, last night we had the NASDAQ down by about 1.3%. The broader market, the S&P 500, down 0.8%, the Dow down by about 0.5%. And so to highlight that thematic around the rotation of money out of tech into industrials, we had Facebook, Tesla, Apple. They were all down in the order of around 2 to 4%. And on the positive side of the equation, we had names like Caterpillar, 3M, and General Electric all higher. General Electric stood out with a 4% improvement. They had an update last night where the company spoke about returning to positive free cash flow in the second half of the year, which is obviously a significant milestone for an organization. And that's significant for investors when they are have captured, for example, an improvement in the tech space and are looking to be able to continue that, but in a more consistent fashion, I suppose. So that's one other aspect to things. The other thing that has stood out in the last day as well is probably a more political issue, but the head of the US Center for Disease Control said in a testimony to Congress in the last day that it'll probably won't be until the middle of next year until a vaccine is rolled out in a meaningful sort of way. And that differs substantially from the official communication that you're getting out of the White House, which is obviously highly politicized and all geared towards Mr. Trump's re-election. The Republicans, or at least the Trump White House, is talking about a vaccine potentially being rolled out before the end of the year. So that may be a factor at the margins from time to time that does come to bear on stock market sentiment, and that may have been an issue at play last night. But on the local front today, keep an eye out for the iron ore miners. We saw another dump lower for iron ore prices back to around $122 per ton, but oil prices held up, having seen a pretty substantial improvement the day before. Oil was up by 2% last night. Keep an eye on the banks. That outlook for very low interest rates for the medium term is going to be a headwind for the lenders in the immediate term as well. The Aussie dollar's having trouble consolidating above 73 US cents, in part because of the recent retreat in iron ore prices and the discussion around what Chinese demand might look like in the bigger picture.